The lagoon is a precious wetland habitat, but it was born from industry. Thousands of years ago, gravel and sand was deposited by meltwater rushing down the valley from receding Lancashire glaciers. In the 1950s, it was excavated for the building industry, leaving behind vast pits. These pits were then used for dumping pulverised fuel ash, waste material from coal burning, at the nearby Elland power station, laced with mercury, cadmium and arsenic. Many locals remember playing on what they called the Wibbly Wobbly, which was where the ash got into the watercourses and dried to a crust. Getting covered in ash, they would then swim in the river, which was warm from the power station, discharging its cooling water. The ash was later extracted for use in constructing roads, including the M62. The lagoon was then landscaped and flooded, nature working its magic, transforming this post-industrial landscape into something truly remarkable. Wetlands like this would have been rare in the Calder Valley, and they have become even rarer as many floodplains have been drained and developed. This lagoon is now a precious remnant of that lost habitat, and is teeming with wildlife. Sedge warblers, little ringed plovers, willow warblers, reed buntings, little grebes, kingfishers, moorhens, Canada geese, coots and snipe.
Streak blue kingfisher scuds along the riverbank, swift, fleeting beauty.
Soon you'll be asked to remove your headphones, so you'll be free to use all your senses to experience the world around you. As you walk to the next stop, remember to really look at your surroundings. Listen to the sounds in the air, notice the smells, and use touch to explore how things feel in nature. If something interests you or surprises you, make a mental note. It could be the start of a poem, a three-line poem or haiku. These short but beautiful poems originated in Japan and traditionally explore the natural world. An image of a flower, a tree, a bird, or a creature of the land or water often forms the heart of a haiku. The last poem you heard was a haiku, and there's another coming right up. You'll find instructions on how to write a haiku at the end of this tour. Many people find writing poetry uplifting, and it can be as simple as 1, 2, 3.
Meadow sweet eases pain, fed by the gentle dripping rain, nature soothing all.